DJWKO4HKX. KO4HKX, clear.
HKX, KN4VWX.
How are you this morning?
Traffic on Asheville Highway. I'll tell you what. We love it. We love it.
Is that setting in traffic lately?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow morning, if I can get everything wrangled around, I got to make a run down to Columbia.
Setting in traffic.
I love it. Want some more of it. Gotta be doing all right. I tell you what, I feel like the donut guy, meeting myself coming in the door as I go out.
You're on the radio much lately, so you must have been staying pretty busy.
Yeah, been running pretty hard. And I'm hoping that next week it's just going to kind of, the bottom's just going to drop out, and I'm going to sit around and go, well, yeah, I do have a little bit to do, but it's what I want to do. Yay.
KB2HXS, you guys not hearing me? Transmission, I hadn't heard you.
Me either, I didn't hear you until just then there, Dave. How you doing this morning?
Wow, I tried throwing my calls out like three times and nobody heard. Wow. I eventually shut the radio off and turned it back on. That's weird. We're good. We're just getting ready to get out the door here. We're going to head down to Atlanta to go meet up with some friends, and we'll be back tomorrow. And that's not too weird. I've been having radio issues myself. I thought it was my radio setup or bad coax, but I just done SWR on it, and it's a 1.12, so I don't know what's going on.
I've had some kind of strange stuff going on lately, too, so, hey, you know, it's poltergeist in the repeater.
I'm not transmitting a subaudible tone or anything, so I don't know. Good question. I mean, I got my mic volume where it should be at 4. I got my power at 200%, so now I only run my power about 60% off here. But no, it was weird. I just figured, all right, let me shut the radio off and see what happens. I turned it back on. It seemed to work.
Noticed how clear the repeater is this morning? Nice.
That's the problem I've been having is the repeater's been in and out in places I normally don't have any trouble. It's just completely gone. I'm not hearing it at all. Was there some work done on the machine over the weekend?
No, sir, not to my knowledge. But anyhow, we did have some good drying and some clearing weather, so maybe that's kind of helped out a little bit. But wind shouldn't be affecting that repeater at all, the way they got it set up there. Patrick, where are you going to be at about 3:30?
Somewhere on Wade Hampton.
Sounds like a meter stitch. I'll give you a holler around that time. Yes, sir. That'll work out for you.
Well, we're going down to Atlanta this morning. We're meeting up with some friends, some jewelry friends out of Florida. They come up to, there's a big thing down there called Scott's Antiques, and he's got two big buildings, and they set up their jewelry stuff up there, and we're going to go down and get some jewelry that was repaired, and, you know, we're selling some stuff, and then we're bringing a necklace down for Sally's son, Cooper, to have repaired. And we're going to stay overnight and come back tomorrow.
You know, a friend of mine, this fellow I know, he goes to the Pacific Rim and imports all these exotic stones that are cut and polished into jewelry. He sells the stones.
Yeah, he does. We go to the jewelry shows up here. In fact, we got one coming up in at the Ag Center up in North Carolina there, Asheville Ag Center. And she gets, she buys the semi-precious stones and makes jewelry and stuff. So, yeah, oh, yeah, well, we are very familiar with it.
see if I can't get his name, or actually the name of his business, and see if you guys know him.
Where, or has he got a big warehouse somewhere, or what?
He's out of the Atlanta area.
Okay. At any rate, I ordered the tower base for the Roan 25G, the flat concrete base, so as soon as that comes in, I'm gonna sling up the first two sections and bolt it down and figure out how I'm gonna attach it to the house.
Already know it. Patrick?
Be ready, let me know. I'll try to be there to help you. And Jimmy down here kind of yelled at me to get the tower base instead of doing what I was going to do, just put, you know, kind of get some right-angle brackets down on the concrete. He goes, no, order the base. I'm like, okay. So I'll let you guys know. My buddy Pat and Jimmy, we'll put the first two sections, we'll bolt it down, and then just got to figure out what the heck, you know, what once I attach the top of the second section to the house, then we'll have a tower swinging party. We'll get Jimmy's gin pole over here and put him up piece at a time.
Plan, but guys, I'm gonna have to jump out for now. Y'all have a good, safe trip down to Atlanta, and Steve, I'll talk to you later today. KO4HKX, and I'll be quick. 73.
Just be careful out there. We don't want no repeats of what you went through a few years ago. So, Dave. Are you already on the road?
No. We're going to leave here probably about 15 or 20 minutes. Sally's just getting herself together.
Put you down in Hot Atlanta about 10:30 if you're going downtown. So traffic should only be just a teeth grinder instead of an absolute hair puller.
I normally take 85 down to 485, the loop 285. We come around the bottom side. It's right, where we're going is right off of 285 and 85 down on the south side, so it's about 2.5 hours down.
Well, maybe that won't be so bad then. You don't have to go down in town.
Oh, No. I'm even thinking about, because tomorrow is really, we're just going to be driving back. We don't have any plans and stopping anywhere. Maybe I can twist the wife's arm and stop into HRO.
Any trip to Atlanta must include a few $100 bills dropped at Commerce. Commerce!
What are we talking about?
Never been to Commerce, Georgia. That's the huge outlet mall down there.
That I did not know. You got to give me a location on that. I mean, what kind of mall is it? Is it just a regular mall with, you know, like JCPenney type stuff, or is it something different?
No, it's just a strip mall, except that it's a strip mall on steroids. And they've got every kind of shop in the book in there, and it's supposed to be outlet stores.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah, we have one of those, like, in Zero, you know, the Belk Mall and whatever. Yeah, there's no savings there. It's just spending.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you figured that out. That's true. Matter of fact, some of the prices there are higher than what we're getting in Green Pit. But you got to stop at Commerce.
My wife says, see if she wants to go. We don't know yet. You know, we're watching what's going on. Gas prices are jumping up. Everything's starting to jump up now because of the oil reserves being depleted, and what's-his-name is on his knees begging people for oil. Dumbass.
You do know that they cut the oil supply by 2%, which means that we'll see a 50-cent gas increase.
Than that, KB2HXS here, because California is already reaching its high limits again. They're already up around $6 or $7 a gallon out there.
There is just absolutely no justification for it. Oh, well. I like I said, you know what they say about the left coast.
What's said or whatever, all I'm seeing is the trending is going on. You know, the gas price is going up. You know, we got it's about to hit the fan, as it were. So we got a month to go, hopefully.
Yep. Well, hey, you know that old joke about California, don't you? What they say about California?
What's that?
And fruits is flakes.
Say that again.
What ain't nuts and fruits is flakes.
Oh, okay. I got you now. Well, I guess, you know, we'll see what happens. I guess November is coming.
Well, you know. Well, listen, I have arrived at my destination. I'm going to have to sign off too, bud. I got to go in and let them look at my knees this morning for my annual checkup where they put new knees in. So I'll let you go. Be careful out there on that interstate. They're everywhere. AN4, VWA, clear after your final.
All right, well, good luck, Steve. I hope everything turns out okay. Just real quick, is there a decent repeater down there to talk on the way down? Because I can take this one down to the state line. What's good down in Atlanta?
I really don't know. There's one around Cummings, Georgia, and around Alpharetta, and then down in Atlanta, I don't know, because whenever I go through there, I am puckered up with the traffic. So, anyhow, just be careful. Talk to you later. KN4, better be a clear.
All right, Steve, 73, KB2HX, that's also gone.